This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue with a series called Leaving a Lasting Legacy. In these teachings, Pastor Rick shares the biblical principles we need to pass on to the next generation in order to ensure their spiritual success. The circumstances of last year have left many people searching for the peace and assurance you and I know can only be found in God's Word. That's why I'm excited to share that we have a $50,000 matching grant, which will double any gift you give today. This is a great opportunity to reach twice as many people with the certain hope of Jesus. Together, we can take the Word of God to people in need around the world through daily hope. Just go to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. Or you can text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 to find out more. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part two of a message called Leaving a Legacy of Hope.
Do you know what controls you? Most people don't even know what it is. What controls you is what you think about most. If you think about money the most, you are controlled by money. If you think about sex the most, you are controlled by sex. If you think about how do I look to others, you are controlled by other people. If you think about your past all the time, you are controlled by your past. Whatever you think about most is the controlling element in your life. And God says, I don't want anybody being in control of your life except me. Because when I set you free, then I really set you free. Mastered by Christ, I can master any circumstance. No condemnation, I'm forgiven. No domination, I'm set free. No termination, I'll live forever. That's the third reason we have hope. I'm going to live forever. That is a life without termination. Death is not the end. There's more to the story. One day your heart will stop beating. That will be the end of your body. It's not going to be the end of you. You were made in God's image. You were made to last forever. You're going to spend trillions of years on the other side of eternity compared to here. This is not all there is. And why do we have hope? Because no matter how bad it stinks on earth in your life, it's just for a while. Ultimately, if you put your trust in Christ, you're going to spend trillions of years in eternity with no more sorrow, no more sadness, no more sickness, no more suffering. And I can live a life with no termination. I am going to live forever. Now, the Bible says this, Romans 8:11. The Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you. So, just as he, that's the Spirit, raised Christ from the dead, he will give life to your mortal body by this same Spirit. Just as much as Jesus rose on Easter, Resurrection Day, one day God's going to resurrect you. When you die, you put your trust in Christ, you're going to heaven. Not only that, later on in this verse it says, you're going to get a new body. I like that. When I get to heaven, I am going to be so hot. Psst, I mean, it is... You know, just you're just going to go, holy, is that Rick? Good night, man. He must have been on Trim Spa or something, you know? No termination. I'm going to live forever. Regardless of the problems you go through, this is not all there is. Now, friends, I know the difference in this one. As a pastor, I have stood at the gravesides of hundreds of families, and I know the difference. I've looked into the eyes of people with hope and those without. And those people who have no hope in Christ, who have no faith, who have no assurance of eternal life, when it comes to the funeral, that's the acid test of what they believe, and they fail. Because I have seen the terror in their eyes. You don't want to be there. When you say, this is all I have, it's over. I will never see this person again. It's done. That's all there is to life. And I've seen that terror. And I've compared it to the hundreds and thousands of other people that I've seen at funerals of a believer who they know. This is just a transition step. They're going into real life. The get ready stage is over. Now they're going to be with God for eternity. And I'm going to be reunited with them one day, and I will be with my loved ones again. And there is hope. And it's a homecoming. It's not leaving home at death for a believer. It's going home to a place with no problems. If you don't have that hope, you have a reason to be hopeless in this world. A few brief years with a lot of problem and pain, and then you die and that's it. That's not much to hope about. The fact is, in Jesus Christ, I live a life with no condemnation. I'm forgiven no matter what I do. A life of no domination. I'm set free. I don't have to stay the same. I can change. And I'm not the same man I was 30 years ago. I'm just not. And I'm glad for that. And I'm not the same man I'm going to be 20 years from today, because God is still changing me for the good and for the better. And then I live a life with no termination. I'm going to live forever. This is what gives us hope. The fourth reason why I have hope, no matter how hopeless it seems, is I am able to live a life with no limitation. And that means I will share in God's glory. Not only am I going to live forever, but when I get to heaven, I'm going to have unlimited access to all of His resources. Unlimited access. The Bible says that as a child of God, I have an inheritance that is coming to me, just like a human father gives a human inheritance. Now, if you were the son or the daughter of Bill Gates, you would probably stand to reason that you were going to receive a large, hefty inheritance. But you have a father who is wealthier than Bill Gates. Your heavenly father has prepared an inheritance for you as one of his children. And the Bible says this in Romans 8, verse 16. God's Spirit speaks to us deep in our hearts and tells us that we are God's children. And since we are his children, we will share his treasures. That means his inheritance. For everything God gives to his son, Christ, is ours too. That is one of the most amazing verses in the entire Bible. Everything that God has given to his son, Jesus Christ, he said, he's giving to you also. That is limitless. No limitation. You're going to share in his glory. You will have in heaven, you have unlimited access to the unlimited resources of God, because God created you to be his child. He wants you to be his child, but you must choose to be his child by asking him to accept you into his family. Everybody's created by God, but not everybody is a child of God. You have to choose and say, Lord, I put my trust in you. I accept what you did for me, Jesus Christ on the cross. I believe in you, and I want to love you and trust you. Now, when you do that, you become a child of God, and you're going to have an inheritance one day that is everything that's given to Jesus is going to be given to you. That's amazing.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Right now, we'd like to tell you about an exciting resource from Pastor Rick, the Re-Energize Your Life Guided Experience book. In this book, created from Pastor Rick's most practical teaching, you will learn everything you need to know to re-energize your life the way God intended. You'll benefit from biblical wisdom and learn how to apply it to your life in practical ways. Not only will you learn how to relieve stress, Pastor Rick will show you how to discover your purpose and build margin into your schedule. Step by step, you will begin a journey of spiritual restoration and renewal. You'll restore your energy and reclaim your passion as you learn how to let Jesus lighten your load and discover the key to a balanced life. You can go through this hands-on guided experience at your own pace. No need to rush. You'll have time to reflect and celebrate your progress. this high-quality, vegan-leather, four-color guided experience book is a user-friendly, interactive powerhouse. Its eye-pleasing pages are packed with devotionals, verses, and Bible teachings that will dramatically impact your spiritual life forever. Don't settle for a bland existence. Re-energize your life now with this guided experience book from Pastor Rick Warren. Today, when you give a gift to Daily Hope to help take the certain hope of Jesus to a lost world, we'll send you Re-Energize Your Life to say thanks. Call 800-600-5004 or visit PastorRick.com today to get this incredible resource and have your financial gift matched up to $50,000. This opportunity is only available till the end of this month, so please contact us right away. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com.
Once again, here's Pastor Rick.
This life is a test. And that test that God is testing you to see what He can trust you with in eternity right now involves problems. Yeah, they're part of the test. How do you respond to problems? Do you take them to God or do you just try to solve them yourself? Pressures, how do you respond to pressure? Do you take it to God or do you just try to handle it yourself? Pain, how do you handle pain? Do you gripe and complain or do you take it to God? Suffering and sorrow, yes, those are part of the test too. You're not going to ever have a problem-free life. This is a test. Yet what we suffer now is nothing compared to the glory He will give us later. That is no limitation. That I will share God's glory. So even though right now the Bible says creation groans, the earth groans because it's been broken, we groan because of the pains in our lives, God's Spirit groans for us, but we know that we have hope. Why? Because we know it won't last. Because we know the end of the story. And we know it will be rewarded in heaven. And this gives us hope. I know how it's going to end. I've read the last chapter of the book, and we win. Not only is it a life without limitation, it's a life without miscalculation. And that means this: I have a purpose. Nothing happens by accident. There is no miscalculation. No miscalculation in my life. That means I make mistakes, but God doesn't. Notice what the Bible says. One of the most famous verses, Romans 8, verse 28. We know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him, who've been called according to His purpose. Nothing comes into my life by accident. If you are a believer, everything in your life is Father filtered. Even when the devil tried to hurt Job, God said this much and no further. It's not an accident. There is no miscalculation. Now, what does that mean? If all things are working together for good, if I love God, it means this. There is no plan B for my life. You're still on plan A. You mean in spite of all of the bloopers and mistakes? Yes. In spite of that abuse? Yes. In spite of that divorce? Yes. In spite of that unfaithfulness? Yes. In spite of that abortion? Yes. In spite of, you name it, God says, I knew it was coming. He didn't plan it, but He knew it was coming. So He plans to bring it for good use in your life if you give it to Him. This is not a promise for everyone. It's for those who are in Christ. That phrase that Paul uses 167 times to define a believer. It all fits into His plan. Well, no wonder believers can be the most positive, confident people on the planet. Why do we have the most hope? I'm forgiven, no condemnation. I'm free, no domination. I'm going to live forever, no termination. God is going to share with me all of His resources, no limitation. And He has a purpose for my life that even if I screw it up, mess it up, He's still going to use it. Is that good news? That is good news. That means no matter how badly I messed up my past, and it means no matter how badly I mess up the future, God's purpose is bigger than my problems, and He'll still use it for good if I just say, God, please use it. the good, the bad, and the ugly in my life. Please use it for good. And he will. He'll use it for good in my life. Now, that verse, as I've pointed out before, doesn't say all things are good. It's not. It doesn't say all things work out the way I want. It doesn't. It doesn't say all things have a happy ending. They aren't. But the Bible is full of examples where God used bad situations and brought good out of them. Did you know that there's a lot to learn from the Bible, even in the boring parts? No, really. You know, some of those boring, like those lists of genealogies, those names, and you're going, oh, brother, you know, what am I supposed to get out of this today? I got up to read, this guy's son was this, and this guy's son was this, and I'm going, what is that all about? You know? If you knew the stories behind those names, there's enormous spiritual truth behind them. Let me just give you an example. In Matthew chapter 1, we have the family tree of Jesus on Joseph's side. Now, this is very important, the genealogy, the lineage of Jesus, because to the Jews said the coming Savior, must come through the line of David. And in Matthew chapter 1, it talks about how Jesus's human lineage came through the line of David. And it says this guy's son was this, and this guy's son was this, and this guy's son was this. But it's interesting, in the genealogy of Jesus, four women are mentioned. Now that's unheard of in Jewish culture, because you always trace the family tree through the father, not the mother. But in Jesus's family tree, it mentions four women. Totally breaks the stereotype and mentions four women. And when you look at the stories of those four women, it has even more importance. The first woman mentioned is a woman named Tamar. You know what Tamar's famous for? She was raped by her half-brother, Absalom. A very, very sad story in the Old Testament. And yet God brought good out of it. The second woman mentioned in Jesus' family tree is Rahab. Rahab was a prostitute who found faith and became a great godly woman. And she's in the family tree of Jesus. The third one is a woman named Ruth. Ruth wasn't even Jewish. She was from the country of Moab. She was a Moabite who married a Jewish man illegally. Jewish men weren't allowed to marry outside of their faith. So her whole marriage was illegal. But she's in the family tree of Jesus. And then the fourth woman, oh yeah, Bathsheba. Anybody heard of her? Committed adultery with David, and her husband is murdered, and it's like a plot on some TV show. What is the point? God brings good out of bad. And in every one of those situations, those heartbreaks that those four women went through, little did they know, God said, I'm going to put that in my plan to bring the Savior of the world into this planet. God is bigger than your problem. God is bigger than your sin. He's bigger than your mess ups. And he says, you have a life without miscalculation. There is a purpose for your life. And God says, I weave all of the strands of your life, the light strings and the dark strings and the many different colored strings in the tapestry of your life. And if your life was only one color tapestry, it'd be pretty boring. What is God's purpose for your life? Well, there's a book about that, but let me show you this verse here. Verse 29. For God knew his people in advance, and he chose them to become like his son. That's one of his purposes. He wants you to become like Jesus. He wants you to grow up and stop being a baby.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in a moment to close out our time together. If you missed any part of today's message, just go to PastorRick.com to listen again. And be sure to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional while you're there. Right now, we'd like to tell you about an exciting resource from Pastor Rick called the Re-Energize Your Life Guided Experience book. In this first-of-its-kind book, created from Pastor Rick's most practical teaching, you'll learn everything you need to know to re-energize your life the way God intended. You'll benefit from biblical wisdom and learn how to apply it to your life in practical ways. Not only will you learn how to relieve stress, Pastor Rick will show you how to discover your purpose and build margin into your schedule. Step by step, you'll begin a journey of spiritual restoration and renewal. You'll restore your energy and reclaim your passion as you learn how to let Jesus lighten your load and discover the key to a balanced life. You can go through this hands-on experience at your own pace. No need to rush. You'll have time to reflect and celebrate your progress. This high-quality vegan leather four-color guided experience book is a user-friendly, interactive powerhouse. Its eye-pleasing pages are packed with devotionals, verses, and Bible teachings that will dramatically impact your spiritual life forever. Don't settle for a bland existence. Re-energize your life now with this guided experience book from Pastor Rick Warren. Today, when you give a gift to Daily Hope to help take the certain hope of Jesus to a lost world, we'll send you Re-Energize Your Life to Say Thanks. Call 800-600-5004 or visit PastorRick.com today to have your financial gift matched up to $50,000. This opportunity is only available to the end of this month, so please contact us right away. That's 800-600-5004 or visit PastorRick.com. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
I want to take a minute and tell you how important your support is to Daily Hope. Your generosity, when you give to Daily Hope, you're helping us take the message of Jesus Christ literally all around the world in the many places where there aren't missionaries or churches. These are called unreached tribes. Now, I'm sure you're familiar with the refugee crisis around the world. Literally, millions of people have been displaced from their homes, particularly in the Middle East and in North Africa, because of civil wars and violence. One of those places is South Sudan, where over 200,000 people are living in refugee camps. Now, when people are under tension and in transition, they are more open to the gospel than at any other time. These people who are living in refugee camps right now need the hope of Jesus Christ and the gospel. Now, when you help Daily Hope Radio and Daily Hope Broadcast, we're not only broadcasting across America, but in places like South Sudan, where the station airs our program three times a day. And we are told that many, many people are coming to Christ in this war zone as they listen to these Daily Hope broadcasts. So thanks. Thanks to you. Now, let me just read you one testimony that we've received. Here's a note from a woman who's living in a refugee camp there in South Sudan. She said, my name is Joyce, and I'm from the Central Equatorial State in South Sudan. I lost all five of my children and my beloved husband. This is in the civil war that was going on there, as well as our family possessions during the recent fighting in the capital of Juba. She said, I had planned to commit suicide. There's somebody who needs hope. When I listened to Rick Warren's broadcast, the one called When You Feel Like Giving Up, I got inspired and I dropped the idea of taking my life that very night. And I'll continue to pray God to bless this great preacher. And thank you for giving me hope. Joyce, we're happy to do that. And I want to say it's because of the listeners who are giving faithfully every month to Daily Hope. Do you realize that when you give to Daily Hope, you're helping reach people like Joyce? She was going to commit suicide in a refugee camp. Now, isn't God amazing how when you just give what you can give, God takes it and he multiplies it, and we reach out to people that none of us could reach on our own. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to pray for Joyce. And today I want you to pray for all of the people who are in refugee camps and pray that we'll be able to continue to broadcast on these stations, taking the good news of Jesus Christ and hope to people who need it the most desperately. It's your sacrificial giving. It's your prayer support that makes this possible. So thank you for whatever you can do. And God bless you, my friends.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed you, you can write him at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.